Welcome to the Clarity Corner, where you'll discover how to unlock and express the most authentic version of you and realize that this is exactly what you were looking for the entire time. I'm your host and your coach, Megan Siemens. Now, let's make some magic happen. Hello, hello, my friend, and welcome back to the Clarity Corner. I am feeling so activated and buzzy with today's session theme. Today we are going to be exploring abundance and profit based on our amazing guest's human design. Our guest today, Tara, has so graciously opened up this space in a non-anonymous session as we were opening up her session and tuning into abundance. I realized that so much of her gift would be spoken through her business, which is such a beautiful mission that's out there in the world. And so I asked with her permission if we could publish this non-anonymously. And she agreed. So we have Tara today moving us through lessons in abundance. There are so many little nuggets that I feel like are so resonant and can just activate so much within all of us. So that's what we're diving into today. I recently did an Instagram story takeover over on the Human Design Blueprint page, which is the human design school that I studied through and gained so much of my human design wisdom with. And I talked all about abundance and profit over there. It was the most fun answering questions about so many different designs. It's one of my favorite things I've learned when it comes to human design, how we can activate our abundance, which to me, abundance comes when we're in ease, and human design is so much about ease. So that's what we're doing in today's session. I do want to invite you, after you're done listening, to explore a brand new offering that I have all about activating abundance. It is a custom audio based on your human design and your ways to activate abundance with more ease. You start out by filling out a questionnaire so we can really consider what you want to tap into. And then from there, I'll open your human design and I'll record basically what is kind of a private mini podcast for your ears only that will be delivered in audio format to you for you to listen to, take it in, listen to again and again. You'll also get an abundance guide with it as a bonus. So if you listen to today's episode or if you watched the Tuesday takeover over on Blueprint and you're like, I want to know all about how I can activate abundance based on my design, then I do invite you to explore that offer that's linked up in the show notes. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the magnetism that Tara brings us in this session today. Tara Jo, welcome to the show. I'm so glad Hello. You're here.
Me too.
It's going to be such a fun exploration today. I think before we dive into it all, we'll probably be talking a little bit about your business today. So do you want to just share a little about your business and how you serve the amazing humans in that space?
They are amazing. Like really, really amazing. I actually, so funny you say that. I was saying that in a group today about how I just have the most amazing clients.
Yeah.
I have a business called Love Your Journey. Mm-hmm. And I am a coach and energy healer and guide for women who need to see the light on their path, to understand there's joys along the way to whatever their destination is. And it's just so much fun. It just is so much fun. I don't know how else to explain it. We have a lot of laughs. We have a lot of tears, a lot of insights and aha moments and rapid quantum leaps, which is the most magical thing. But really the energy that I try to bring for women right now, especially right now, is a sense of community that is safe and supportive. And we lift each other up rather than break each other down. So,
Love. Yeah, that's a beautiful way to explain it. I've been in a couple of your spaces, and you truly do like radiate when you talk about your work and how you hold space. So before we get into all the information, I'm curious, how does abundance feel to you at this moment?
today, I would say abundance feels, I have this little, so you know how I work with animals as well. So I have this little bunny staring at me across the road, just on my wall. I bought this, it was, just coming out of Easter or whatever. And rabbits are about abundance. And so I actually feel really creative and
I love
really
that.
open to receiving all possibilities of abundance,
I love
not
that.
just money, but all health and joyfulness and all of that that creates the money flow. I'm really here for it.
Here
I'm
for
really
it.
here for it. It's been a long time coming after recovering from a car accident I was in for almost 19 months now, I think it was. And so the buzz is in me. It's so here. It's so ready. But there's that, those other things that come into play, the finite details that have always been trouble for me, like getting the taxes done or the bookkeeping and things like that, have always been sort of a struggle. But they hold me back from progressing because it's always that thing that I need to do. It's always that thing I need to do. So with a brain injury now, which is really interesting to navigate, but with that, it creates even more of a challenge because those tiny details are actually difficult for me now compared to the difficulty I might have felt before energetically. So just opening myself up to support coming in for that, right?
I love that, and also just from a human design standpoint, so much of your chart and your strengths are the zoom out, the big picture, like your projector energy. So many of your circuits are in the collective energy. So there is just so much of the zoom out. And so that makes so much sense that getting caught in the finite details feels like a lot, not to mention what you're going through on top of all of that.
Almost like so restrictive, almost like really, really in the gut. Really in the gut is where I feel the most restriction when it comes to that. And I have done layers on layers on layers of healing this money wound for me. And it's just so interesting how it keeps showing up in different avenues to show me that, okay, this is still feeling hard. But this is actually because I can't do the keyboard to the thing as easily and looking at the details and gives me headache symptoms too, which is like really when I'm talking about feeling a thing for me, it I get all symptoms physically. So, and that's part of my work, right, is showing women the consciousness of each body part and why that might be showing up for us in terms of what we're navigating in life. So, as I looked at my mind map I did this morning about money action flows, and I'm getting this intense headache. It's I'm trying to get the finite detail on the mind map of what to do as my headache is progressing. I mean, I chuckle at it as I'm doing it, going, of course, this is gonna show up, right? Just awareness though, right? Just awareness.
Yeah, I love the awareness you have around it, and you just hold such a natural gift and awareness in general. Is there a question or a thought that would feel really good if you had answered about abundance today?
What can make that easier?
Name
Right?
that. I know you've said it
Like
out.
that hard part of the abundance piece. Because here's my belief around the things that create us being stuck sometimes is that procrastination piece. Somebody might say, like, why do you keep putting it off? Why do you keep putting it off? And often it's because we fear things of not being perfect. We fear, like, oh my goodness, I have to pay the taxes, which is not my fear anymore. That's like an old school thing for me. But there's always like something around it energetically. So sometimes just even having a reframe around it helps me understand. So if I knew human design wise, if there was something, a thought, a phrase, maybe it is I need to hire someone to do it, to with me, like hand in hand. That's what I would love to know to try to get that stuff, because I know what's going to happen is once I get that done, it's going to create the next step for me to have control of the flow of my life, but in my business, because I see really big things coming, I can see it coming, but I have to have it ready. It's like holding the capacity in your body, creating the nervous system for the capacity to hold something bigger. Your bank and your bookkeeping needs to be the same, right? It really does. So I want to get that piece nailed down.
All right. I love it. I already hear so much clarity in your voice already, but let's see how it all pulls through with the design as well. Okay, so we'll start with your projector self, which I know you've been experimenting with your projector energy for several years now, right?
Yeah, I think I was introduced to human design. I'm 40, 46 right now. 46 right now. And I think it was I was living in Taiwan at the time. So in my mid-20s, mid-20s, I was introduced to it for the first time. And it went over my head, completely over my head.
As human design likes to do to people. But you've been in the experiment for a while. And so when it comes to abundance, when it comes to calling in profit in alignment with your design, when we're aligned with our energy's essence is really when we're going to thrive and when we're going to create even more open space for some of the more granular elements in our design. And so when it comes to abundance as a projector, it's going to be when you're in that space of guidance, when you feel like you're really guiding others, and when you're feeling really recognized for the things you want to be recognized for. One of the biggest projector shadows is just grasping onto all the recognition. Like, ooh, they see me, so I'm going to jump on board. So really considering, am I being recognized for the things that I actually want to be recognized for right now? And collaborating and being seen by the right people, making sure your spaces are feeling really good, because those are going to be the community spaces. The right people for you are going to be where the opportunities, the abundance comes in. How do those elements kind of feel right now? I know it was like a lot, but was there one that maybe stood out, or are they just feeling super good?
Well, just in terms of community, it's been something I called in, I want to say last year, sometime in the middle of last year, asking for more community to show up for me so I could feel more supported in my healing journey with a concussion. And it really did show up. But actually, in me doing that, I created this really beautiful community, in my Facebook land for Love Your Journey, called Falling in Love with Your Journey, right? And it's this, I just go in there to share my things. And when I share my life challenges and upsets and insight afterwards, I always show, I always show them sort of like, this is how I had to navigate that thing. I mean, it just lights me up. And then what happens though is the ripple effect of me sharing my story is actually all of these other women doing something for themselves and then saying thank you, which is like the recognition that just like melts my heart and so magical to see that trend, like to just even see my clients who I had to literally stop halfway through programs, like had to stop. I had no other way. There's no one to like, hey, is there another tarot around? Can you? No one was around to do it. Like, as much as I'd love. And you and I worked through that. I remember being, geez, I wish, could I, should I have somebody train like me? All of the things that you go through when you're in a healing journey like that, and wishing. And I just had to pause. I had to pause. And I, when I say I have amazing family of clients, I do. They all paused with me. And then what happened magically as I started to go, hey, where is everybody this year? The magic that they did for themselves in that pause was so incredible. So incredible. I can't even. That was really, really eye-opening to me about how powerful the pause can be, including with your mentor, your coach, whatever that is, having a pause at the gym, simple example, having a pause with, meal planning or regime of some sort, just giving yourself, a change to make a difference. So like that sense of community is really, really, really important. And I would say, I was just saying to you before we popped on here, give me a mic. Let me just talk all day long about what I've had to navigate through all of the things, not just my concussion, but all the caregiving my brother who has Down syndrome and dementia, and all of the navigating of advocacy and health issues for just, there's so much to say. And then when I say something, other women are like, oh my God, you hear me. Nobody's ever heard me before. And that brings up that little girl on the playground or the teenage Tara that nobody understood. Nobody wanted to understand all the like bullying that went on. That hurts my heart for every woman that has to go through that. And if I could do anything to tell them it doesn't have to be that way, give me all the teenagers, all the teenagers. I'll just want to tell them that life gets better. They need to hear that. So if I can tell somebody, and I do have clients over 60 in that group, and they're like, oh my, oh, this is the way, oh, this is an interesting way of looking at life. And I kind of like it, and that is just mind-blowing to me. That they're willing to look at their stuff now and see it in a different way. Oh, it's just magical.
You need to listen to your magic in your voice when this releases. Like, you need to just listen and hear the abundance in this space because this feels like abundance. I think you mentioned at the beginning of the call, like, abundance is joy, abundance is creativity, abundance is sharing. That this is the zone to be in right here. And I'm even curious with that finite piece, with the profit piece that feels like a little bit sticky. Like, is there someone in your community that's ready to hop on board and help? Is that something you can put out there? But calling in this same energy of community space in that area of your life, because look how lit up you are when you are held and when you can hold.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I did reach out to a bookkeeper today from
Magic.
somebody from my community, posted about her business probably 3 months ago. And I could tell it was a new page. And so I was just like, I'm just going to watch this, as we all do. I want to see where this ha what happens. And she just does a lovely way of explaining how she helps others from such a heart-centered place. And you know me, we work heart-centered. It's the only way. It's the only way I want to live, right? That piece that like I really want to help you. I really want to help you. That's what I want for others, and I want that for myself, right?
So that right there, like, I really want to be held by someone who really wants to help me.
Yes.
How does success feel to you?
Oh, it kind of feels uncomfortable. Like, as you say that word, the word success feels uncomfortable a bit. And, I can feel like that coming from like an ancestral line on my dad's side, actually. It feels very in the DNA, many generations.
This
This
feel
like almost scared of success. I remember hearing my dad quote something like that, like I was scared to win. I was like, and as a teenager, I was like, why? Why would you be like you're so good at why? But here I am. I do it myself.
So success is the signature theme for a projector, which is why we bring that up. And when it comes to abundance and really activating your full abundance, it's when you're left feeling successful at the end of each day. So this might require a little bit of that zoom in, because I can imagine you're really good at like big picture. Here is what like the vision looks like.
Definitely good at that.
But
My thing.
curious. Yeah. It is your thing, even when you talk about your community and you hear that abundance, and so much of that is your gift. And what does that success look like day to day? And how might that even nourish your
Well, when
expansion?
you say it, okay, so when you break it down to success day to day, that feels easier. That's like ease
Great.
to me because then I understand success in that way. But the flavor I was picking up when you said it earlier was almost like outside people looking to see how that success. But when I look into inside, the success I feel is how I feel after I hop off a call. How activated it, you know, how inspiring I just feel so inspired after working with clients, whether it's in a group or one-on-one. There's so much, I don't know how else to explain it other than magic, because it does. It feels so magical when you see someone go from one thing to another within 60 minutes, and then also notice what they do over that week of support, because I support people through their calls, right? And just see those little nuggets have ripple effects on all of their life, like whether it's at family or work, etc. That feels success. And just hopping on a live and I immediately get people to watch, that feels like so amazing because they want to hear what I have to say. And for a lot of my life, I never felt that people cared about what I had to say or understood it or felt like I had any meaning to it. When I've known all along, I have a voice. As we all do. And we all have the magic of something that no one else has. It's, you know, it's really, that's our right here, is to have that magic and to try to figure that out. And honestly, human design was a huge, huge reason for me being able to really find my voice. Right? To be able to understand I was a projector and understanding why things weren't going right at 9 to 5 jobs. Like, talk about abundance and knowing I have to rest. And no one else, it's still not a lot of people understand this, where I'll be like, hey, I'm taking off for the mountains for a couple of days. And I could feel the people being like, how's that going to make you any money? You're spending money, you know, like you're spending money or you're doing the thing. But actually, when I take that rest and rejuvenation, even if I was to do a hotel room in my own city, it's gaining a different perspective. It's retreating. It's reflection. It's inspiration. And then I come out the other side with all of these ideas that are more aligned. It's like that reset button. That was really impactful to know that I did not always have to do a 12-hour day or back-to-back clients. Or any clients in a day, like really.
Listen to all those success cues. And so anytime that story comes up of like, what are other people defining as success for me? Just tune back into these. Because again, abundance pours through. Like once you get on your abundance train, it's like we have left the station and we are only flowing on the abundance track.
Well, sometimes I wish I had Pocket Megan with me, where I'd be like, or I'd be like, hey, I need to write this copy for my website. Can you just like ask me there? Because right, you the thing that your magic for me, let's share a little bit of your abundant magic for me, is that you have the thing, the phrase, the question, the questioning. Always the magic question, especially on a Monday, where you come into my audio coaching, you know, and give me that thing to, oh, interesting. And then blah, 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 all the words come out. All of the things, right? That's the magic of, and your gift gets my gift going. You know what I mean? I can go from a feeling of a stuck something. I always have something to say that keeps me stuck or feeling restricted or whatever that piece is for me, or in pain or whatever the thing is. And you always have the magic of getting me out of it.
Well, thank you. I
You
received
know?
that. It also speaks to, again, that community piece that's so important and vital for projectors and right connections. And I'm a projector as well. And so, yeah, there's a different flavor of magic when two projectors activate each other in the right ways as well.
For sure.
Okay, before we move on to your profile, is there anything you've pulled out of this type part of your design that feels supportive for your abundance today that you just want to give voice to?
Well, it's been making me think about, I love doing things for free in that group and I love it, but I do give a lot. And so it's finding that balance of like, I still have to pay my mortgage and the car payment and my dog's meds and all the things, right? And so that's where it kind of gets tricky for me. It's like, okay, so I really actually just love popping in whenever I feel inspired, just randomly about anything. And it's always the right thing to say for many people because I could feel that. I feel it when I need to come on. But how do I do that to a paid thing where it's this still this easy thing, but it's not a here at 11 o'clock on a Friday, here's my expansive program. Because I love my group programs, absolutely. But there's also something about holding the space around the sharing of everything that I'm navigating because it really resonates, I think, with a lot of women. It's not just caregivers. It's not just an entrepreneur. It's not just a 35-year-old. It's all ages in there. And everybody navigates something. Everybody's transitioning something at all times. We're always going through changes in our lives. And that's what I bring forth as I go in there and I do that. So it's like trying to find the right how, what's the right thing? Is it a membership? What does that look like? All that's again, the finite details gets me all stuck.
It is the finite details, and it is a projector. I wouldn't call it a shadow. What's the word? I'm blanking on the word. It's something you just have to watch. It comes back to the are you being seen for the things you want to be seen for? And this is really common for projector business owners because you can be sharing the message you want to share and you feel good about being seen in that, but you'll hit that bitterness if you feel like then you're not receiving as you're giving. Let's table it and see, because we're going to go into some of the finite details, speaking of, and see if anything comes alive from those details for that element. Does that sound good?
Let's do it.
Tara's game for anything. You're like,
Yeah, I'm here for it.
I'm here for wherever the journey goes. Okay, let's talk about your profile. Your profile, when it comes to abundance and profit, can give you a really good cue for marketing. And so your profile is the 3-5. And so that three is all about bringing new and improved ways to people. It also can be a lot about challenging the norm. It's, of course, experimenting, so letting yourself do that trial and error process, letting yourself do it a little messy. So I love hearing, and I think everyone can hear already how you're doing this in your lives. You're like, I'm just here. Like, there's no prepping. Like, I'm just sharing through the experiment. I'm sharing through the experience. And you are a magnet for abundance when you share your experiences. There is something so expansive when a three is super raw and vulnerable, and they're sharing with what they're going through. I feel like we've already heard this in action so many times today, but let's check in. How does that feel for you?
No, it's true. No, I feel. Well, it's interesting too, is I was trying to think of, the words you just use, like being in action. The visualization I get is like me in nature and how it's very slow because of my injuries. I'm very slow in nature now. And I have been for, quite a few years. And it's really plentiful in the same take of things, you know what I mean? Like it's in so many ways. And then the it's like an action step is going into nature. And then nature shows me her way of what is needed to be in the moment, right? So, and part of my programs, I would actually go and film live on Facebook while I was in the thing for myself. But I'd be like, no, I can't just keep this to myself. I gotta share it. That's honestly how I feel. And I know it's not the same thing as, because the video is never really great and, whatever. It's not the same thing as if they were going to plant their feet there. But I know the words I'm sharing in that space almost has like an elevated frequency to it because I'm in such a grounded, abundant, really peaceful surroundings to make me have that aligned, the aligned words that everybody needs to hear at that time, I guess. That's how I feel. I feel part of my story is like when I get those nudges to hop in and out of sharing that, it's really, from above, it feels like channeling something that is outside of me. Or I always say below and above because I think Mother Earth gives me the same amount of power. And anytime I take anybody through a visualization activation, I'm always connecting into Mother Earth as well as, universal energy, source energy. It's just always the same, and so it does, it feels really beautiful that way. And it feels less pushy. So also, I think like that was also something with projectors that I learned a long time ago is, wait to be invited into the conversation, or wait to be, wait for the invitation. When I used to work jobs, I would do really great. People would love it. And then at the 3 month window, something would happen. And all of a sudden the bosses would not like me, just out of the blue. And what I realized was leading up to that, they always trusted my intuition. And then when I gave it without the question coming in, like the invitation to wanting to know my opinion, it would be like, even though the same information was coming through, literally, it was taken the wrong way. And so that's the beauty of human design, because the only way I could really feel how I could function well and be abundant was having my own business. Because I get to, nobody's telling me what to do here. I get to tell myself what to do here. And I can feel when I need to share something, and other people can take it or leave it. But the people that hear me are the ones that are going to come in and book the path, whatever the program I'm launching or whatever the thing is. I don't have to go and choose and be pushy and do all of those things, right? That's a really interesting difference.
It's unsolicited advice doesn't land well from projectors. It's
All the
not.
projectors in the house are like, oh yeah, I totally, right? You can hear, I can hear them right now going, that's right, Dad.
Yeah, it's because projectors often see things before other people see them, and that can be really jarring. If it's not invited in with good reason, I don't like receiving unsolicited advice either. So it makes
No,
so
and I
much
think,
sense.
it's interesting you say that. Is it bigger for us? Because I have a couple people in my life that likes to just tell me their opinion about stuff when I don't ask, and it feels really annoying more than anything in the world right now. And I wonder if that's something in my chart or if it is a projector thing, because us doing it to others is the most uncomfortable, shocking thing that can happen, because there's always a repercussion, always. For me anyways, 110% always something happens if I do the thing without being invited in. It's always a big lesson to learn. But once I heard that like very clearly, and it was probably in about 2013, I had a reading, and it was probably 10 or more years prior to my other reading that I had. And whatever her name was, Darshana, when she said the thing she said to me in that reading, it was like everything just clicked for the first time. Really just clicked for the first time. And one of the things was to really wait for the invitation of being invited into something, sharing what you have to say. And, made a huge life difference for sure.
Yeah, it's also really interesting when it meets your five, which is the other part of your profile, which is designed to be quite disruptive. And and also has this very much like popping in, popping out energy. Like I'm going to pop in, I'm going to do the thing, and then like I want to leave. And so I love what you were saying about like your business. You're like, I get to decide, like I'm going to say this and then I'm out. Like I'm going to leave for a second. And so I would also get curious in your marketing and the way you're sharing, like are you being super clear when you're landing places? Because as we've talked about before, with the five, projections can so easily get placed on you. And so when you're popping in with this incredible wisdom that you feel really invited to share, it can be really easy for people to latch on and be like, oh, fix me, change me, save me. And so are you being super clear when you are landing and you're saying like, this is what I'm sharing. Here's
well,
how
that's
I'm sharing
really
it.
okay. So that's really interesting. So I've been in my business probably full time since 2014.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of other sort of businesses as a fitness trainer for a long time, but like in this Love Your Journey. And at the beginning, what I could see was I was creating a lot of codependency.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, like one day it was so in my face where burnout was happening.
Yeah.
And I had to really untangle the burnout of why I was so burnt out doing this job I love.
Yeah.
And then I realized I actually created something. And I created it. No one else did.
Yeah.
But I created this pattern of not setting proper boundaries for myself in terms of work time.
Yeah.
How many clients, even the amount I charged, seeing, you know, not even seeing the future of where I wanted to go, like all of these things. And so I had to, man, I've done a lot of repatterning through the years of this business. So anybody that's starting out, if you think that this year is the thing that's going to match, no, it always just keeps changing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. There is always a natural evolution. And I also love hearing that little nugget from someone with a three in their profile, because there is so much magic in the three giving advice to like trust the evolution.
And that, I mean, trust
yeah.
the process of things. And that's really what Love Your Journey was built on.
Yeah.
Was this piece around, I struggled a lot. When I say I've struggled a lot, I
yeah.
mean from every aspect, whether it was severe depression
yeah.
to all of a sudden waking up one morning with like panic disorder I've never even experienced in my life, to autoimmune illnesses, to relationships that were abusive, to every single thing I've tried to navigate. But each time, you know, I've learned more and I've learned more and I've learned more and I've learned more. And that's the other piece too. It's like that codependency thing I was doing with my clients, and I realized, okay, that's not really going to work. Cause I also realized that it doesn't have to be one thing to help somebody either. And the amount of women that come in thinking it's one thing for the quick fix, it's like, wow, is that ever a paradigm thing? I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, here's this magic pill. It'll
cure all.
Whatever. That's not how it works. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, when we're really intentional about something, intentions are everything. It can really change us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I just, you know, there's just lots.
Yeah. Well, you have lots of solutions to offer. That's how you're designed with the five. The five is designed to offer these practical solutions, the ones that you're really drawn towards and in. Yeah.
Well, and I had to, you know, I had to kind of find my own way. And I remember feeling somebody in my really close to me at the time was like, well, that's not the rules. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Is there rules to this? Is there?
Yeah.
Who wrote it down? I want to see it.
Yeah.
Because why can't I take all that I've learned over my lifetime, from personal experience to the courses I've taken, to, I mean, the ton of courses I've taken, why can't I take it all and utilize it in the moment? That's the thing I do.
Yeah.
So even today I use something in a client session I haven't used probably for 8 years. Because why? Because it was pertinent in that time with that person. And why can't I? Nobody is saying it different. But that's how I used to lead my life, is listening to others all the time. And then I realized that I was trying to do that to my clients, not meaning to. This was all like subconscious,
course, yeah.
Right? You know, I'll help you. I know what it's like to struggle. I'll do all these things. But then I realized what was more powerful for me was to know I had a tool for myself. And to know I could use it any single time. I didn't have to wait till I booked the session with somebody. I didn't have to wait till I saw the doctor. I didn't have to wait till I wanted to create things for my clients where they can become self-sufficient themselves, navigating just really life, and then come to me when they're wanting to get to the next place so that we can move along with it. But have those supportive tools along the way, right?
I really hope you re-listen to this episode with a notepad and just write down all of your marketing content because it's here.
Right.
Yeah, it's here.
My business coach, my other one, will be like, great, I don't have to do the copy with you tomorrow.
Done.
I'll be like, here, sis. She's like, I'll just do it for you. We'll do it on the call. I was like, no, I'll just send her the podcast.
Yeah, send me the podcast. All good. Let's start talking about sales a little bit. Selling. How would you describe your relationship currently with sales? You talked a little bit about it earlier.
You know what? The one piece of advice I can give everybody is, okay, so sales and me, where do we come from? I worked in the gym industry back in the day, 20 years ago, where it was sleazy. I'm going to be really honest here. When I look back, I was uncomfortable with a lot of the pushy things that that particular gym did, and it didn't feel good to me to say certain things and phrases they wanted me to do to women. And what I realized now as a 46-year-old was they had no idea what being trauma-informed was. They probably themselves had no clue what it meant for somebody to have a mental illness and how hard it is for them to just get out of bed, let alone hop into the gym, right? And the one thing I got from that, and the thing that I loved the most was just like actually sitting down with that woman and talking about her goals. So then when I was actually a body talk practitioner, was the very first thing I did in my business. And when I did that healing and those, it was just really easy. I didn't have to push anybody to do anything. This is what I offer. You can take it or leave it. This is what I do. This is what can happen afterwards. But I'm not holding anybody prisoner. I'm not, and I, and you know, and the other thing too, it's like just really, I just try to really be in integrity, really from a heart-centered place. And I say to people, this is not for everybody. My stuff is not for everybody for a lot of reasons. Sometimes somebody's not ready to dig deep into their things. When we're talking about belief systems and programming and things from childhood, that can be really uncomfortable. And so sometimes people have to go through something else before they come back to me, right? And, but it's just, I just share, and this is what I'm offering this course called Foundations come middle of April for 5 weeks as preparation for my expansive program. And I'm doing it. It just popped up the other day, and then the reason I'm doing it, I was like, everybody needs a foundation to start from. And how, you know, and then I'm like, well, I could repurpose this as well. So I'm honestly telling everybody, this might be repurposed. Who wants to come join me? This is what it's going to be for everybody in this group at a discounted rate till the 6th. And then this is also what's going to happen for 10 months. And I just keep talking about it, but I'm not like in your face about it. What I do is I talk about what I'm still navigating and what the foundational pieces are for me right now. And I've been talking about that for a year probably, but now I've actually put something together in my mind about why I want to do it, et cetera. And I share about why that is. And I see sales come in just gently. Wake up. There's one. It's just there.
You just answered your own question from earlier of like
Probably.
what is the finite detail that I talk about in these beautiful lives? And you have a beautiful relationship with sales. So you know the answer, you know the details to talk about, and you know exactly how to do it as well. Let's look at
I think when
your
it comes to copy, going on the website or on those things, that's where I get tripped up. with the words. And but like I said, my, Jessica's like, just send me an audio about stuff and I'll just type it up for you. And that was magic to me and my ears right now, because typing is still very difficult for me to my brain. I'm doing way better at talking than I do that stuff since the concussion. So I kind of got a roll with that.
So let's look at your open centers because these can give you great cues for what kind of content to create. And so as you're doing, and you're probably already doing these things, but just anchoring them in as you are working with Jessica and being held in support, which you're so good at doing, just re-emphasizing that. You have these little anchor points to tune into. So if you get a little stuck, these could be little anchor points to tune back into because they're kind of part of your magic. So with open head, here to sell through inspiration and show people an abundance of possibilities. So let yourself create a reality that others can't even imagine yet. With the open mind, it's all about concepts and certainty. It's about systems and how-tos. And about practical tools to use. So you're bringing possibilities and you're meeting it with the grounding. This is your what you were just talking about, as above and below. How did you say it?
Well,
The
as above, as below. Yeah,
that's
you
right.
said it.
Okay. I was like, am I giving the words correctly? Yeah, that's it. Like you're as above. The concepts, the possibilities, the manifestations that are out there, but they're also very grounded and rooted. And so sharing through both of those lenses is really magnetic for your people. With the open ego, this is not shocking to me at all about worthiness and self-worth and reminding people of their inherent value. So keep talking about that. That is so much of your magnetism, and you've given it so much voice, even in this conversation. But from having many conversations with you, you give that such beautiful voice. And so continue to weave that into your copy.
Yeah, I love that. It's yeah. Because
Open
really,
up.
that's really what I want women to walk away with. Because when you feel worthy and you feel you're enough at any point in your life and any point on that journey, that is where the magic starts to show up.
And that's going to be magnetic for your abundance, for your profit, for your magnetism. Open emotion is all about truth. And also just tapping into what are your prayers for people to feel. So, like, pulling those prayers through of what you want people to feel in that sales page, in that copy is magic. Open sacral. You have two more. Open sacral and open root. You've got a lot of open centers, a lot of space for magic and wisdom.
I do have a lot of open centers. And the feeling thing, that's my words often, because I do emotion code and things like that, but I've also thematically for so many women, we haven't, like, a lot of people come to me and they've never felt a feeling. They're numb, which is a feeling in my opinion. And so that's really interesting that you said that.
It's your magic. It's, and I can't help but notice just tuning back into the initial question you're walking with through this. Like, none of this is actually about the finite details and the finance and the bookkeeping. That's not your zone. You're in your zone. You know your zone. Like, you know it very well.
It's very true. Yeah, I guess when you see it that way, yeah.
Okay, last two open centers and then checkpoint before we go to your gates. Open sacral, reminding people when enough is enough, optimizing the energy, helping people know when to lay things to rest. And then open root, rest, relief, and rejuvenation.
Yes. I like that.
We love those R
Rest, relief, and
words.
rejuvenation. Oh, I think that's my retreat name. Rest,
There you go.
you're gonna have to send me that later. That's like really a lovely
It's all
combination.
this podcast has now become your copy content. Everyone look for Tara's sales page coming soon and get ready to get fully activated through all of this. Yeah.
Seriously, though, that's like really like that. Oh, yes. My spleen, my authority is being like, oh, yeah, that's a really good.
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to do these one-to-one retreats in the Rocky Mountains, and that just
Yeah.
those words really resonate with, I think, what people are needing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Rest, relief, rejuvenation in the Rocky Mountains. Come on. That's magical. Again, this is your magic. This is your abundance. The more you are in these spaces that you know so well, the more abundance you pull through.
I just
Okay.
bring the magic
You bring the
with
magic
you.
or me?
You do.
We both do. We all do. We all bring the magic. We all bring the magic.
Do you know your worth, Megan?
I know that you are someone that could 100% pull that out. So I love it. Let's talk about your gates in your open center. These are basically like spaces of untapped potential. They're like little magnets in your design. Again, probably things you just know really well, probably things you're already weaving in, but anchoring into those reminders of like, like I can turn that on. And when I turn that on, I feel turned on. I feel magnetic. So first one is the 51, which is in your ego, your heart space. And it is all about activating self-trust amidst the chaos, helping people see when they can thrive and how they can thrive, even when there's chaos going on all around them.
That is such a theme
Yeah.
right now
Yeah.
for at least 2 years for me, but also just in reflection with my clientele for sure.
Yeah. So
Right.
keep sharing through that.
So interesting.
Continue giving that voice. In the solar plexus, the six is all about the pleasure of connections. Ah, full circle moment.
Yes.
How powerful connections are in your space and in
Yes.
your abundance.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. It
It really is. Like even when I've had people that have been really reluctant to come into a group space,
Yeah.
a group coaching, probably because of past experiences of being in groups
Yeah.
as a child, I'm sure. For me, that's what it was. But it's just the, I don't know how to explain it. Like one person shares, and then everybody's like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Yes, that's me, that's me, that's me.
Yeah.
And I never plan. I always just feel into the intention of the space that I'm going to like grow, whether whatever program or whether call, whatever that theme is. And I just know the right people will show up the right time. Just always, I just trust, right? And it
Yeah.
always is.
Yeah.
And it's
Yeah.
actually the experience of what I put out for me, I don't know about my clients, but for me is always mind-blowing more than I ever could have imagined, just in terms of what
Yeah.
is talked about, what is coming through, what is happening for everybody.
Yeah.
That is the intensity of being in a group community that are all wanting to be something more
Yeah.
or grow more or more expansive or however the thing is, right? So cool.
Yeah, do you know how much of a gift that is?
Well, I mean, it's a gift for me.
Yeah.
For my, like, for me, if I experience that,
Oh,
it's a gift,
absolutely. Yeah. And it's a gift for
right?
you to hold spaces like that. Not everyone can do that.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. That's really interesting.
That's the silly little thing about some of our innate gifts. We think, oh, doesn't everyone just do that? And you're right. It does pour into us so much when we're in that space with our gift. There is like an element of give and receive with many of our gifts. And it's such a gift that you can do that and that you're able to open that opportunity for people, even. because
Right.
connections can be hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, two gates in your sacral. One being the five, which is all about helping people get back into their natural flow. Of course. Of course it is. You've given so much voice to that already. And then the 29, which is all about the power of saying no, not everything is a yes. And so reminding people of that. What
That
was
was
the
just, that was just, well, that was just on a call with a client today.
Yeah, you
Somebody
had
that
the
is,
eye widen moment.
well, somebody that's a mom, that's also a caregiver to a parent, and so resonating with me right now in all that I'm in, but just, I keep coming back to this phrase that you and I talked about often is what if what's best for you is best for everyone else? So in your no, well, number one, I was saying to her today, just have the pause before you respond. The power in the pause is being able to feel what you're feeling before you respond. Because what if you just need a half an hour break before you do that thing for your mom? Or what if you actually need to have a 3 hour break before you go pick up your kids? Or what if you need to have a nap? Or what if, but you can't do that without that pause. But having the pause allows you to be able to feel into what is a really hell yes to a really strong no. And having that voice to do it, because standing in your power to be able to have that voice, like my no was not heard often. And I'm telling you, often. And that is one of my biggest things that I try to teach women is that your no is honored. You have a choice. You're an adult now, you're not a child. So your no should be heard. And when it's not, that's not okay. On any level, from your employees to your partners to your friends to your children, like all, and especially to yourself. Like, are you honoring yourself by saying no to something that is unhealthy or destructive for you? Right. And when you start to learn, and it's very uncomfortable at the beginning for people who have never felt safe saying no. It can be very uncomfortable for them to say no. And and this particular client said, well, it's mostly just with my children and my family that I can't say no to. And that is, how common is that? You know, I'm a mom to dogs. Like, that's, my kids will always have paws, but I can see it, what that's like for those women that have children and always grabbing and poking, I need you, I need this, I need that. But you set the stage to everybody in how you honor your own no and your own balance in your life. Your surroundings will reflect that. And I just always say, what would you like your children to learn? Want them to learn to say no with ease and really understanding what that no means? As well, and to really say yes when they really mean it too. That power of the choice of yes or no, right?
I love so many of these things. You're like, yeah, that. And you get so ignited by it. And like, that is the abundance activated, right? I love that. Root, Open Root Center has that was your rest, relief, rejuvenation, comes from the open root. And you have three gates activated in there. So I'm curious what comes through here. So you have the 52, 53, and 54. 52, all about showing people a pleasurable future while being held and supported and grounded in the present. And so
Interesting.
the more they can be grounded in the present, the more they can have that pleasurable future, tongue twister. Then the 53 is the ease of starting. So making beginnings harmonious. And then the 54 is helping people rise. Anything come through there since that was
All of
a
it. Well,
but
even when I was in fitness instructing and fitness training, the first thing I would say is just do the first step.
Yeah.
Don't even think about all the rest.
Yeah.
Just put your clothes out one day. That's all
Yeah.
you need. Your workout clothes, your runners, just do it. Get
Yep.
yourself the water bottle. Just start with that. With my coaching and stuff now, I mean, it just depends on why somebody's coming to me.
Yeah.
But I think I was talking about this like 3 weeks ago. It's just, what if you chose one thing this week to focus on? Just one thing. Because when you focus on that one thing, there's a ripple effect that occurs when you are intentional about the one thing that's really good for you,
Yeah.
whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, right? Whether that's drinking water, to reading before bed, to tracking your expenses at the end of the day. Like it's all just the one thing that you have to put the focus on.
Yeah.
And so many of us try to do everything at once. And I mean, I really get that from the fitness industry is when failure would come is when people would just do everything every single day.
Yeah.
I got to do everything 3 hours a day. And I'd be like, this is intense. Like, why? I don't even do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm your trainer. Why would you want to do 2 hours a day?
Yeah.
And it's what's really interesting about that is as I've aged, I've had to really slow down
Yeah.
my exercise and my movement and my body to be more intentional, but being really mindful of what my body needs. When
Yeah.
we push ourselves no matter what, whether it's at the gym or whether it's at work, we miss the in-between of what our body is actually telling us,
Yeah. Yeah.
right? And when we miss the messages of what our body's telling us, this is when we miss the body signals, I call them. Oh,
Yeah.
that pain in the knee. Oh, well, that's actually been there for 6 months, but you didn't notice because of A, B, C, D. But that
Yeah.
pain in the knee could actually be telling you that you are being really rigid somewhere, because that's what
Yeah.
it's about. It's like lack of flexibility. It's also about fear of life changes and things like that. So
Yeah.
those are the things, like the symptoms in our body are all messaging. And
Yeah.
it's just awareness. I always say, just be aware. Like it's just awareness of your body. What is it telling you today? Doesn't mean that you have to change your whole life story. It's
Yeah.
just what's the insight it's giving. Like curiosity about life
Yeah. Yeah.
is so impactful if you look at things with curiosity rather than fear,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it
I
makes such a difference. It's joyful.
Yeah.
I think people
Yeah.
think I'm crazy, but it really is.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. It's so good because so much of the having the open root center in your human design chart is learning how to relieve excess pressure. And when you're in that space of relieving the excess pressure from yourself, you're able to support and serve others to create that same wisdom. And so, again, giving more voice to your gifts and more voice to the spaces that feed your energy and that keep you and hold you in that abundance, in that abundant space. Yeah.
and I was thinking about too with human design, it's
Yeah.
like the people get curious about it. I was like, when I was thinking about curiosity the other day, it's like those, I used to read Nancy Drew as a youth. I don't know if that's
Yeah.
something that's timeless or not. There's also another, like Trixie Belden was another group, but they were always investigating.
Yeah.
Like, so being curious about the things that
Yeah.
show up for us actually connects to pleasure for me
Yeah.
because it's a
Yeah.
childhood wonder. It's like that little Tara wanting to come out and inspect the ants in the ground as a little girl and
Yeah.
what they were doing. But this is about being curious about why something keeps showing up for us,
Yeah. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Why is it that person that's always taken me out on a date? What is that? Or what is why does this client keep coming to me when that's not
Yeah.
what I'm aligning to? Rather than getting all irate and frustrated, it's like be curious about what it is because there's so much like joyful pleasure of. There's just so much color. I don't know if you know what I mean when I say that. There's
Yeah.
just so much color in between that where everything just, I don't know, it's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Again,
Maybe
you're like,
not a lot of people find this. Probably some people are like, feel like really icky thinking about investigating all of their fear. But it actually is really fun because you can see the, and that's why I love working with you, just even in audio coaching, because it's fun for me to investigate your question. The inquiry is really fun for me. And because it feels like a brick off my shoulders when I do investigate it and figure out the aha moment. And it takes 30 seconds or less sometimes for me, right?
There
And to think
is.
of having relief in 30 seconds or less, just because of a, like thinking about something in a different way, what freedom is in that, really?
It is. There is something so activating about hearing you share it through this lens, though, because it does connect to that pleasurable future. And like, what if relieving the excess pressure allowed us to step into that pleasurable future? And to relieve that excess pressure, we need to be really grounded in the present.
Right.
It's so good. Okay, zooming back into you. When it comes to your abundance, what do you now know that's going to help you make some of those sticky parts easy?
Well, the phrase that came to my mind right now is just like create with ease. Just keep creating with ease, whatever that is. Through my voice, through my language, through sharing the story, creation of and creating with ease with somebody else too, with connection, right? So if I do work with this bookkeeper or a marketing coordinator or whoever, it's that creating with ease that creates such a great relationship to find the abundance. If you aren't feeling that, if I'm not, anyways, if I'm not feeling the creation is with ease, then I know it's not the right thing. Or the right person to connect with, or the right client to work with, right? And how I've made those mistakes in the past by not listening to that, right? And it's never fun.
So the new reframe
Right.
is I create with ease, and I create with ease through connections.
Yeah, I love that.
So
Thank you.
good. Oh my goodness. Thank you for sharing so much of your wisdom. Thank you for giving voice to so much of your design. And may you continue to just feel so much abundance pouring through over and over again every day.
Well, with your help, that will always be the case. Whether you stop working or not, you'll be like a little pocket magnet on my side. Oh, yeah, she used to say that to me, right?
I love it. So
Thank you so
good.
much. Like, honestly, thank you for allowing me to share my stories and my wisdom, but also to really go through the chart like this because you create an ease around it for me to understand it. And it's reminders too. You know, we've talked about this a lot, but sometimes when we're in the stuck or the messiness, we forget sort of the clarity that's within our charts and with its what's really in our bodies anyways, right? That we come into Earth with. So that was really magical to be a part of. So thank you.
You're so welcome. There's so much magic in giving voice to our gifts, because how often are we sitting around like, let me just talk about my innate strength for a moment. So there's so much magic in it.
Well, and you invited me to feel safe to be able to share those things, which allows me to have more impact in how I can go further with this information to have more impact for others, like in terms of their world and what I can offer and how I can offer it. Because is that brilliant? Is wouldn't you want to have a business with ease? What is the point otherwise? Everybody's seeking freedom, right? And spaciousness. Like my program Expansive is all about the spaciousness and ease and stuff. So I mean, it makes sense that I had to do this call today as I'm, you know, making all the other finite details about it. But I would rather just hop into my group and just talk about stuff all day long to market because it's what I do anyways. And then it doesn't seem like it's marketing. It's just as fun. So there you go.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're ready to get unstuck and on with a joyful life, you're ready to be magnetically you in life, relationships, business, and everything in between, I invite you to apply for coaching together. It all starts with a clarity call. If you thought this was magic, get ready to blow your mind through your own possibilities. Apply for coaching at megansiemens.com/coaching.